Ik zeg, wacht een paar keer af, Michelle. Dat gaat als je niet naar Gaal beggen. Hij raised their tongue, keep down from a chatus, which is spritzed on a beggar. That beggar needs to be washed. And the Torah tells us, Basha Yaza midam ala beggar. When down from a chatus gets spritzed on a beggar, the Torah tells us, Tachabe from Makum Kadosh, the beggar must be washed in a Makum Kadosh in the Azor. Apa Pisha in a custom midam ber ala ben a chalosh, and emma ber Makum Kadosh teyachal. Even though when the Torah tells us this halacha, the Torah was referring to a chatus which is eaten, a chatus chitzonis, and which the dam is nizrak, on the Mizbeach HaChita, and the buzzer is eaten by the Quran, and the Pasuk says, V'makom Kadosh Teyachal, so we see that the Torah is referring to a chatas which is eaten. So you might think that this halacha does not apply to a chatas ha-primit, a chatas in which the dam is nizrak in the Hecho, and is not eaten by the Quran. Even so, the Mishnah tells us, Echad ha-nechelet, ve-echad ha-primit, tunos kipos. The truth is, that bein a chatas hachitzona, which is eaten, and bein a chatas haprimis, which is not eaten by the kohanim, if the dam is nizrak on a beged, that beged needs to be washed. The halacha applies also to a chatas haprimis, and nemar torah hachatas, as the Torah tells us, torah hachatas, and we learn from here, torah achat lecho hachatos, one Torah for all chatos, all the halachas which apply to one chatos would apply to another chatos, the halachas that apply to a chatos hachitzona apply to a chatos hapnimis also. A chatos psula in which a dam gets spritzed on a beggar, that beggar does not have to be washed, and this halacha that we saw in the previous mishnah, that dam chatos that gets spritzed on a beggar, the beggar has to be washed, applies only to chatas kshira, not a chatas psula. Bein shahari la shasa kosher. Bein shalohari la shasa kosher. Whether this chatas psula had a shasa kosher, it had a time in which it was kosher and ready for zriga, that the avodas were done behafsher up to and including the kabbal sadam bekli, and only after that it became puzzle. Or whether it did not have a shasa kosher, that it became puzzle before the coin even had a chance to do zriga. Ezehi shahari la shasa kosher. Which psulim are considered that it had a shasa kosher? Shedlona. That the dam was kept overnight. Vishenitma. Or the basar became tummy. And it became tummy after the kabbalah sadam bekli. Vishayasa. Or either the dam or the basar was taken out of the azara after the kabbalah sadam bekli. In all these cases, it had a shasa kosher. It was ready for zrika, but it became possible before the coin did the zrika. Ve'ezehi shalo hayula shasa kosher. Which psulim are considered that it did not have a shasa kosher? Shenishchata chutzl zmana v'chutzlum koma. That the shkita was done with the machshavet psul, either a machshavet chutzl zmana, that he had a machshava to be makter, or to be oichol the korba after the allotted time, or a machshavet chutzlum koma, that he had a machshava to either eat or to be makter the korba out of the allotted place of that korba. Bishakiblu psulim as dama, or if a apostle was makabel the dam, these psulim are considered that it did not have a shasa kosher. As when there is a psul b'shas shechita, and never had a time in which it was ready for zrika, as it was puzzle already before the kabbalah the dam. Or in a case where a apostle was makabel the dam, it did not have a shasa kosher for zrika, as the kabbalah the dam itself was not done behechter.